How can in different traditions people coming from the same scripture also arrive at different conclusions and get debated? That has happened in our tradition also. So how can we check and correct ourselves? See, we have our own hermeneutic. Hermeneutic is the method for understanding scripture that is centered on Guru Sadhu Shastra. And Sanatana Goswami in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita said that, says that anubhav, experience, is the highest pramana. So he says that when we experience something, so when we chant and dance and we experience ecstasy, that is also a pramana, that is also something which gives us conviction. Yes, there is something here which I have not experienced, which I have not experienced anywhere else. Such bliss, such happiness. But that can come in various sources. If we study scripture and we get some very deep realization, oh, I never thought of this, this is so nice, so deep. It also helps us. So, we have to use our initiative, because otherwise we will not connect with what we are doing, we will not get the fuel to sustain what we are doing. So we take initiative to understand, we take initiative to share, we take initiative to apply. But while doing that, it is, first of all, we shouldn't think that everything new or everything which is innovative is necessarily wrong. One of the characteristics of tradition itself is innovation. One of the characteristics of tradition itself is innovation. Srila Prabhupada, what was his innovation? He gave Brahman Diksha to women. What was Bhaktivinoda Thakur's innovation? He presented for the first time in English language. He presented similarities between the Sanatana Dharma and the Judeo-Christian tradition. He brought it into dialogue. So now this innovation, not in the sense of rejection of the past, but a representation of the past. So, innovation is also a part of tradition. So therefore, faithfulness to tradition also includes faithfulness to the innovativeness of the tradition. So it's not that we have to keep everything absolutely as it is. Yeah, so just like most of us now, we hear classes. Many of us may hear classes online. If we are going for work, we will hear class online. Oh, that's an innovation. It was not done 100 years ago. But is that a deviation? No, that's an innovation which is enabling us to stay connected with Krishna. So, there's a very nice verse of Kalidas where he says, it is not that everything new is bad and it is not that everything old is good. The wise have to parikshayante. The wise have to search based on scripture. What is good and what is bad. So, if you look at the Indian tradition, the caste system, as it exists today, it is old, but it is bad. Untouchability, as it is practiced, as it has been practiced in India in recent centuries, that is bad. So, it is old. Everything old is not good, everything new is not bad. So, we should not simplistically consider that every innovation is a deviation. But, there can definitely be deviations. So, the caution is Guru Sadhu Shastra. So we try to study scripture and we consult devotees, and we don't have to be paranoid. On a moment-to-moment basis, it may be very difficult to be conscious. But if we have some broad parameters, if we are going to take some major new decisions, then we should consult some senior devotees. And if we start suspecting, okay, I'm doing something, this doesn't seem to be right, then we can think and deliberate, pray, and then consult some senior devotees. And we study the relevant section of scriptures. And then we learn based on that. So it's mostly, primarily it is seeing what we are doing in terms of Guru Sadhu Shastra. The extent we do that, to that extent we will stay on track. Does that answer your question? So thank you very much for your kind attention. Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Gaura Bhaktivrinda ki, Tai Gaura Premanande.